Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. One of the things I love most about this job that I have at the station is that occasionally I get an opportunity where my path will cross with someone who I have a longtime connection with, and I'm able to get in there and help promote and talk about and inform people about what's going on with something they're doing. And this is such a case. This is my old friend Paul Lazar, who I have known for probably, I'm guessing, over 10 years, easily,
Way over.
maybe way over. Paul, I originally got to know you because of some of your acting work, but you are a multi-hyphenate type of artist, and you have an event coming up, which we're going to talk about at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. Well, what is it called? I
It's
don't even,
called
is there a
a,
name for this?
there kind of is. It's funny that it seems almost as if there isn't because. This is what an in-progress showing of something that's in the process of being
Right.
created.
You're
But the
developing
bulk
this
of it, I'm developing a piece, yes.
in real time.
Exactly. And you will see it in the process. So what
Okay.
you're going to see is the text that I'm speaking, and I'm doing other stuff beside, but a piece of writing by the wonderful writer and scholar Ann Carson called A Lecture on the History of Skywriting. And it is a history of the sky, starting from way before the Big Bang and going all the way forward to the present, and the sky's history as a writer, which, if you know the work of Ann Carson, you would understand that it's intellectually dense, it's hilarious. It's charming, it's funny, it's surprising, and it
Yeah,
brings
well,
things from all over the map into it. And
and let me interrupt for one second, but just letting you know, I did mention the place, but I want to mention the time and date as well, so people know from the very start. It's going to be this Friday, March 20th, 7 o'clock, again at Time and Space Limited in Hudson.
one of the things that happens in the piece is the sky has an interview with Godot, as in waiting for Godot, the guy that
Sure.
we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, sure.
And Godot will be played on Friday by Ann Carson.
Oh my gosh.
I'm recording a Zoom with Ann, and she's graciously agreed to be Godot. So for those real Ann Carson fans, you're going to see her.
That's awesome. Okay, so all right. So this is as labeled on the Time and Space website, John Cage Trust and Time and Space present Paul Lazar of Big Dance Theater. So we're now going to have to tell people, relatively briefly what the John Cage Trust is. I happen to know that there is a John Cage Trust located right at the Bard College campus. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
that's right. The John Cage Trust is John Cage, the famous avant-garde composer.
Right.
All his archives, all his work, all his everything is in a lovely house on just at the edge of the Bard campus. And the very dynamic fellow by the name of Jeffrey Leppendorf runs the trust. So anytime anybody wants to write to a Cage piece of music or has questions or thoughts about Cage, they go to the
He's
trust.
your guy.
He's your guy, but also, and most importantly, Jeffrey is always looking for the opportunity to promote Cage's work, this vast, amazing, genius work all over the world. So Jeffrey makes a lot of Cage events happen
Like this, right? And
like this.
like this one, which is at Time and Space on Friday. And the Big Dance Company, sorry, the Big Dance Theater, I beg your pardon, is a dance company that you founded with your wife, Annie
Annie
B.
B.
Parsons,
Parson.
right? Parson, singular. And my goodness, how long has this company been going now? Like 20 years or something?
More than 30.
More than 30.
Yeah, more than 30. And Annie has,
Wow.
Big Dance has toured the world and worked a lot at BAM and a lot of, wonderful New York venues. But in recent years, Annie's career has gone in a variety of directions. For example, she choreographed David Byrne's show called American Utopia on Broadway.
Yeah, we heard of that one.
And she's going to be 2 nights in a row at Time and Space Limited because the night I'm appearing there under Annie's direction on Friday night, and then on Saturday, they're doing a live broadcast from the Met Opera of the Wagner opera Tristan and Isolde,
Sure.
and Annie is the choreographer of that opera. So
Wow. You're
she's
and you're going to be there Saturday as well, is that what you're saying?
no, because it's a I'll be gone, we'll be gone, but it's
Oh, son of a
you
gun.
know that live simulcast thing they
Sure,
do.
yeah, they do that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so Annie's
Sure.
work will be here. We won't be here in person, but her work will
Okay.
be here in the
All
form
right.
of the choreography of Tristan and Isolde. So
Right.
she's, you know, doing pretty good.
Well, where can people go to kind of find out more information? I mean, they can go to the Time and Space website, of course, to get their tickets. And where else can we send them to find out more about you, this particular John Cage residency that you're on, you're working on, and as well as maybe the Big Dance Theater?
Yeah, well, Big Dance Theater, if you just Google it, we have a website. And
Yeah.
Cage Shuffle, which is how I initially.
Starting a relationship, long life, long relationship with John Cage.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
the Cage Trust, I have a website for Cage Shuffle as well. So if you Google Cage Shuffle, that's a piece that preceded the one I'm doing on Friday. That is very cage centric. So
Yes,
you
I
can see
remember knowing.
that.
Again, once again, Paula Czar. Big Dance Theater will be at Time and Space on this Friday, the 20th at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets at timeandspace.org. They're very, very affordable. I can tell you it's probably even less than your typical movie price at this point. So, and it is a feat will feed your soul and make you smile. And cancel all plans for Friday evening. Yeah, it's my demand right now.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be very entertaining. Again, you know, I so people that know Ann Carson are fanatical adorers of her,
Yeah.
and people that don't. But once you come and hear the writing of Ann Carson as rendered by yours truly, you
Yeah.
become a massive fan. She is brilliant and hilarious,
Right.
which is a really nice combination, and that's why I'm so attracted to
That's the same combination
staging her work.
I'm sorry I talked over you. That's the same combination I used to describe you, Paul, was
I guess I identify with her. I don't know
exactly.
about the brilliant part, but I do try
Well,
to be funny all the time.
that's the right response. All right. Paul, let's stay in touch, okay? We'll get you over to the
Absolutely.
station next time.
Absolutely. Adam, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Same
And
here. I love being in touch.
I love it here in the Hudson Valley. You got a great place here.
I know. And with the spring coming, it's making it a very exciting moment right now.
Good.
All right. Thanks for coming on 98.1 KZE.